On Tuesday, March 20th, it's Tech Tuesday. Mark Mastriani is going to join us in this half hour looking at some of the top Catholic apps. And then coming up in the next hour of Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, we're going to look at four ways to finish Lent strong. Jim Otremba joins us in the next hour. But right now at 25 before, you've heard of the prosperity gospel. In fact, you may have some friends who are into the prosperity gospel. It's a belief among some Christians that financial blessings, physical wealth, well-being is the will of God for them. And if they have a very positive outlook on life, if they then donate to religious causes, that will thus increase one's material wealth. That's how it works. That's their relationship with God, the prosperity gospel. We understand that. Catholic gospel is one that's a little bit different. Let's call it the perseverance gospel. Well, we're not calling it that. Actually, Tommy Tai with the prosperity gospel versus the perseverance gospel. Tommy Tai is a 30-something husband and father of three and a cradle Catholic who by day is a therapist and also by day and by night is the Catholic hipster and the author of the Catholic Hipster Handbook. Tommy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. And it's interesting when you have those conversations with those who believe, who are Christian and believe in the prosperity gospel, and you talk about the Catholic gospel and living what Jesus sees for us as Catholics, sometimes they'll scratch their heads and just say, well, why don't you come over to our side? It's a lot easier.
Yeah, and it's pretty tempting, too, to want to jump over to that interpretation of the gospel. And I think sometimes when I was reflecting on this, I realized that unwittingly I kind of do fall into the trap of thinking that things should happen to me that are good just because I'm trying to follow Jesus my best. I mean, one thing that whenever something happens my way that's bad, the first thought is like, wow, God, why would you let this happen? Like, I'm trying really hard. You know, I'm going to Mass. I'm going to confession. I'm doing all these things. And I think I had to stop and realize that I myself was falling into, like, a version of that prosperity gospel where we just think if we're trying our best, God will take care of us. But that's not really what Jesus, he will take care of us, but not in the way that we think of, in the worldly way that we think of it, you know?
But you ever notice when those things happen, then somewhere along the line, you see where what appeared to be a cross was actually a blessing. And, you know, if this was a situation comedy, God would stand there with hands on hips saying, I told you so, Tommy.
That's the truth for sure. Over and over again, right? Our blessings are kind of disguised in God asking us to keep going, walk with Him. And I think if we just have to like look with eyes that are trusting at the gospel and see what happened to Jesus when He was here, what happened to Mary, you know, the mother of God, the highest creature ever created, and she was there standing at the foot of the cross with her heart pierced by a sword, right? So the message is there for us, but the reward that we're working towards is heaven, which can be difficult with our short-sightedness here on earth, for sure.
And isn't the prosperity just being able to ask God? It's interesting that you mentioned that, because in these final days of Lent, just ask God for the heart to carry our crosses and also to stay with the crosses. Mary did that day at Calvary, again, with the goal being eternal life with Him. That is the ultimate, quote-unquote, prosperity.
That's right. And so I think we get wrapped up too much in the things of this world as things that we feel like we're trying to achieve, like success at work or a bigger house or a car that plugs in or any of these kind of things that we consider to be like, oh, we finally made it. We're finally successful. And to count that as a blessing as opposed to the way that we see the saints blessed through the ages, right? And how they honor God and then they're honored by God like later after their death. But again, it's hard to keep your eye on the goal. I think one of our greatest things is having a crucifix around the house to be able to look up and remind yourself of what the goal is, right? The goal is to be with Jesus there, just like you said, like Mary was, and hopefully make it to heaven one day, because that's what He's hoping for us, to persevere to the end.
Tommy, even if we don't belong to one of those mega churches that might believe this prosperity gospel type teaching, but there still might be the danger of us falling into that a little bit, thinking if we do everything just right, then things ought to go well. But talk about the danger of if things go wrong, and then we might feel that, oh, I didn't pray enough, I didn't have enough faith enough to make it go well.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think my wife and I can speak to that till the cows come home with our situation with our son when she was pregnant with him, and we got that diagnosis that eventually led to his death. That was all that it was. It was like, we have to pray the right way. You know, you just think that in your head, and it kind of, people drive home the idea that you're being tested in your faith, and you think like, well, if only I had enough faith. Look what Jesus says. If only you have the faith of a mustard seed, right? You can have a tree be uprooted and thrown into the sea. So you're thinking like, okay, I've got to pray the right way. I've got to pray enough. I've got to really believe. But the whole time, I mean, as humans, we're sort of second guessing this. And for us, in our situation, we were having to pray for a miracle that we wanted with all our hearts, but also plan for a reality of what we expected to happen. And even that, looking back, I thought like, well, was I not believing hard enough in praying for a miracle that God would do something for us because I was preparing for a funeral and things like that, right? So there's always this like second guessing that we get caught up in, and it can turn into a scrupulosity of sorts, I would say, and it's very dangerous and difficult.
Tommy Tyen, comparing the prosperity gospel with the perseverance gospel. I love how you put that here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. All we have to do is look back to Sunday's beautiful gospel from John, where we die to ourselves, where we are that grain of wheat, where we have to die to ourselves. And then the wonderful gifts that come as a result of that. And, you know, how do we see Jesus in our world? And we only do that if we die to ourselves. And that is using the prosperity, if you will, of the gifts God has given us for someone else. And that's going to be the way to heaven.
That's right. I think I was, you know, when I was writing this, I was looking at all the different things that Jesus says about this, and it can shock your system a little bit, right? Deny yourself, die to yourself, and take up my cross daily. Blessed are those who mourn, and blessed are the persecuted. You know, only those who persevere to the end will be saved. The Lord disciplines the ones that he loves and chastises everyone he accepts. I mean, these things are not the typical probably Sunday morning health and wellness preacher show, the gospels that they're tackling, right? Because they're pretty, if you don't look at them in the right way, they can feel pretty bleak to our modern eyes. Like, whoa, God chastises those who are close to him? That doesn't sound so great. But really, it's preparing us for something greater. And like you guys have said, he showed us the way to heaven, right? It's like laying down our lives every single day. And that's obviously difficult, but he gives us a path and he gives us a way to renew ourselves through confession, to keep pushing, keep trying every single day.
Harry Kramer, who's on our radio program, talks about when he asked for the hand of the woman who's now his wife. His future father-in-law took him on a retreat, on a silent retreat. And among the things he learned, really. And they do that to this day after years and years of marriage, every single year. It's a week-long silent retreat. But one of the things that his father-in-law told him very early on was, did you ever notice, Harry, that there are no U-Hauls behind hearses?
It's
funny, and it's also a very critical point, because in the prosperity gospel, no one's going to take this with them. But if we fall into that mindset of, you know, giving makes me happy, then I really don't know true happiness. Then I probably have to make a couple of trips into the confessional to find out what true happiness is.
That's like, I was terrified enough asking my father-in-law for my wife's hand in marriage, but to think he might have taken me on a silent retreat, holy smokes, that would have been a lot of pressure, but I'm sure it did a lot of good.
Sure did.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look at just a few weeks ago, we had the gospel about Lazarus and the rich man, and to think about that exact thing. So we see some of these people that are preaching the prosperity gospel, and, you know, if you believe enough and donate enough and say the right prayers, you're going to have wealth and well-being here on earth. Well, look what happened to the rich man who had health and well-being here on earth. Things didn't go too well, and he had an opportunity to help Jesus and Lazarus, you know, outside of his doorstep, and instead of doing that, he just delved into his wealth and prosperity, and things didn't end up too well for him. So as usual, Jesus puts up all the warning signs for us in the gospel, trying to get us to pay attention. And what we need to do is make sure to listen to him instead of other people taking a spin on what he teaches us.
You know, and if things don't go according to a plan that we may have, say friends are going through tough stuff, we really don't need to break out all those God chastises those whom he loves and all that. We just need to shut up and be there for them, basically, right?
Boy, that I would double that 100 times. It's the thing that people need when they're going through suffering is somebody to sit through the suffering with them, not be scared to run away. And while all of those things are true about how God kind of leads us closer to him through suffering, in the moments of suffering, that's not necessarily the message you need. You need community and companionship and someone to suffer with you, I think. That's actually the, you know, I had a priest, Father Damien Ferentz, who told me one time that the meaning of the word condolences, if you take it back to its root, is to suffer with. And so I think that's when we always say we offer condolences, we kind of shirk that to the side. But that's what we need to do, is suffer with people. And as they kind of persevere through things, we can sort of explore why God allows suffering and evil in the world down the road. But when somebody's having a difficult trial, right, we don't say, hey, congratulations, God's chastising you, that must mean that he loves you a lot. Because that doesn't bring that peace and comfort right in that moment.
And Tommy, how do you have the conversation about the perseverance gospel with our Christian brothers and sisters, our friends who live the prosperity gospel?
Well, you know, I think that what we need to do is have people take an honest look at what life is like. I mean, when I look at my life and the lives of those that I know, the prosperity gospel doesn't measure up. It just doesn't stack up with our experience. So sometimes we like take the gospel and run with it in a way that sounds nice and feels good, rather than looking at the way the world is and seeing the gospel in light of that, right? We all have suffering. We all go through difficult trials, no matter how close we are to God. Was it St. Teresa of Avila, right? If this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them, I think she told Jesus when he, you know, allowed her to be tossed off a horse from her perspective. So it's the truth when we look at the world that there's pain and suffering, but the Catholic faith offers us an understanding and a reason for all this suffering. So if we could take an honest look at how our lives are, I think the prosperity gospel kind of shrinks away. So that's what I would do, encourage people to take a real good look at life and see Jesus' teaching through our own experience.
And I feel a little bad knocking so much prosperity, because that was my grade school. It was Prosperity Heights grade school. But anyway, don't we
Come
need
on,
to really?
Really?
Yeah, Prosperity Heights. But now we really will be better off, won't we, if we find the great power in being okay, whether we have that material prosperity or not.
That's right. Definitely. And I think we have to make it about God too, right? So if we find that we have prosperity in our life and we're blessed with that, or blessed with good health, the important thing is to remember why that's happening. It's not happening because of something that we did, or some way that we prayed, or some closeness that we have that other people don't, and God's showing us, you know, some secret special favor because of something we did. He's just blessed us, and we need to recognize that it's all him. Give him all the praise and glory, rather than patting ourselves on the back, right? It's all about intention, focus, where we think the blessings are coming from, and why. I think that makes everything okay.
Prayer, fasting, almsgiving in these remaining days of Lent, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. Right now, looking at the prosperity gospel versus the perseverance gospel, the one that we live. Tommy Tighe, the Catholic hipster and the author of the Catholic Hipster Handbook, that's now available, and his podcast, The Chimney. You can check out Tommy online at CatholicHipster.com. That's CatholicHipster.com. So, Tommy, thank you so much for your time, as always. Always fun.
It's always a good time. Power home through Lent, you guys. Have a
Absolutely.
Wonderful week.
CatholicHipster.com. We've got a little over a week to go. You're not kidding. And check that out online. Tommy's website, CatholicHipster.com. Tech Tuesday with the hot Catholic apps. Yes, beyond the Relevant Radio app you should have on your smartphone and tablet. Mark Mastriani, next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.